said he couldn't eat that because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't swallow it.
Couldn't swallow it.
And something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You say to someone, did you just, what's that?
Smell that. Or it smells good cooking.
And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
the real thing.
Or this is.
This is an imitation. Or it's better.
Or another name for real. So this is
This is genuine.
And if you were buying something about 100 pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it. Buying it in.
In quantity or volume or.
Did you ever say bulk or bulk?
Bulk, yeah.
What sort of things did you buy in bulk?
Fertilizers, grain. If you had a need for, say, a big family, used to people would buy stuff in the fall of the year when they sold their crop,
mm-hmm.
And they would say we buying our groceries in the bulk. You know, they get a barrel of flour, 200 pounds of potatoes. 100 pounds of meal, 100 pounds of rice.
How long would it keep?
Well, back then, some way they kept it all the winter. They'd keep it in barrels or cans, lard cans with a lid on it that sealed pretty tight. We didn't seem to have the pests that we have now. One reason for it was the mode of transportation. You didn't go to town 13 times a day, once a month sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And necessity made you buy it that way, I would say, because...
How long would it take y'all to get it down?
Oh, hour and a half, 5 miles in a wagon. When I was a little boy, this colored lady and her husband lived next to us. And I'd ride in the wagon to town. They'd tie the mule down at the end of the street and they'd stay in town every Saturday. And they had a real good shoot 'em up at the picture show and I'd go to it. They'd deliver me back home to my grandfather and I'd go sleep in her lap before I got home. And I thought as much of her as I did my grandmother almost. Sometimes it'd be 1 o'clock in the morning we get home.
What would they do in town all
day? Visit, shop. Look, I'd say basically visit their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they hadn't seen them. Neither one of them drank, so they didn't frequent the saloons. They get their week supply of groceries. And that was basically it.
What's a sweet spread you can put on toast or biscuits?
Jam, jelly.
And what you'd season food with?
Spices and herbs, salt and pepper,
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd say to you,
give me an apple.
And he'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives way
over yonder.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say, you're not rich, you're
poor.
You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child. What father was rich? Next door was a child.
That had everything.
We're talking about the father being rich.
Oh.
Next door was a child.
That had a rich parent. Didn't have to want for anything.
Okay.
Had everything he wanted.
And you had a lot of peach trees. You'd say you had a peach.
Orchard.
And you'd ask somebody if that's his orchard, you might say, I'm just a neighbor. You'd point to somebody else and say, he's the man.
That owned a peach orchard.
Okay.